Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we're back at Fenway Park. You can call 877-738-1234 to donate for this year's WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And finally, the mayor of the city of Boston has arrived on the scene this morning. How are you, Mr. Mayor?
I'm doing good. I was outside talking to some of some cancer patients that were catching up about some kids are going through their treatment, and I've gone through the treatment, so we were kind of comparing notes to what it was like and all the side effects and all the bad stuff that comes with treatment.
It's truly amazing what they do at Dana-Farber. I mean, our city, we're lucky. We have the greatest medical institutions in the world. People travel all over, and I think sometimes, you know, we're not always thinking about how fortunate we are to have Dana-Farber and others here in our city.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, my family's experience in 1974 when I was diagnosed with cancer, and being treated at the Jimmy Fund, it's amazing, and I'm here because of the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber and the Children's Hospital and also the prayers. But people come from all over the world to Dana-Farber to be treated. And the thing that when you see it, you see like adults there, obviously, but when you see the babies and the kids there, and you go up to that unit where the little ones are up there. I was in town last Friday, and I was asked to come over to a little birthday party for an 8-year-old boy who has cancer. They're from Florida. They're coming up here. He gets treated up here. He has a brain tumor. And I just happened to go into the party, and I was asked to go over there. And you see the parents and the pain and the agony in their face. But the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber just tries to make it normal for people, tries to wrap around services for the family. And treatment and all the support has come so far since 1974, really. It's been amazing.
And we're here at Fenway. I feel like you follow the team.
I do.
We're not going to have the services of Chris Sale for 6 weeks.
Yeah, Chris Sale's his arm's out, and, you know, they're playing great baseball right now. I think they've won 7 of the last 8 games, so we'll kind of keep an eye on that. And also we're just making sure that fans, when they come into the game, they're not dipping. And, you know, there's a rumor that there's a guy that's in this room that dips a little bit. By the way, clean your chin a little bit. There's something coming on the side.
You know, I feel like we had
wow.
you. You know,
Mayor.
I feel like on the old show, I berated you about the ridiculous legislation that bans dip at Fenway Park.
Now you support it.
And
what are you, a politician?
Well,
you were against it before you were for it.
And I'd like to know if there's a single ticket that has ever been issued to a ball player that is dipping here at Fenway Park. Has anything come about because of that?
I truly appreciate you bringing this up, because now every single news outlet in the country is going to be chasing me around for the rest of the day asking how many tickets we've given out for this.
So you brought it up.
I just want to thank you. You know, while we're here on the Jimmy Fund Telethon for cancer, I want to thank you. I brought it up. I know I did.
You did bring it up. By the way, last night I got to see the marathon memorials lit up.
Incredible.
Last night. What an amazing tribute.
Yeah, we were in town last night, and we did it quietly. There was a little coverage of it, obviously, but the Richard family and the Liu family, Lindsay's mom and dad came from China. Crystal Campbell's mom was there. Martin Rich's mom and dad were there. Dennis Simmons' mom and dad were there. And Sean Collier's dad was there. Stepdad was there. And really emotional. It's beautiful memorial in their memory. But it was bittersweet. Like, what do you say in a matter like that? They will be forever memorialized on Boylston Street now. And as I said to the family last night, I just said, you know, thank you. I thank them for letting us into their life. Because they really have opened their arms to us and allowed us to be in their life. And that day and the days that followed were horrific days for those families, for all of Boston and for all the survivors, but in particular for those families and survivors that went through so much that day. So I just thank them for allowing us to be in their life.
It's one of those things, I don't know about you, but I can't go to the marathon, which is one of the great days in our city, without thinking about it. And I don't think I ever will be able to.
No, you're right. And I think about it as well when I'm there. I'm at the finish line waiting for the runners to come in. And you see the elite runners coming in. The race, I guess, is about elite runners. So that's ultimately what the race is for, designed for. But then, 20 minutes, a half hour later, seeing the runners run through, whether they're running for a foundation or running for a cause, or you see people that have prosthetics, and you see people, it's just amazing to see. It's such, and I know you're down the other end,
yeah.
And I don't never make it down to you because I want to be at the finish line to see people cross the line.
Yeah.
And
the governor makes it to my party.
Yeah, the governor does, but he has more time to kind of float around. I don't have
that, wow.
I don't have that time to float. I got to be focused.
Whole state, wow. More time, Boston less time.
Yeah. But it's it's amazing. And you're right. The day of the marathon, I was being interviewed. I was running for mayor, and I was being interviewed, or going to be interviewed. And it's one of those days. Like, where were you? We know exactly where we were. September 11th. I know exactly where I was when I heard about the planes. But it is about resiliency, like what we're talking about today with the cancer. It's resilient, and people might not understand the strength they have inside of them, but they can overcome it. And they do, and some they struggle, but it's just amazing.
I want to ask you about Sean McDonough, who does some games for us here when it comes to the Sox. He is infuriated with the traffic situation in our city. He blames Uber. I wanted to know where you stand kind of on the traffic thing after the recent traffic study that the governor commissioned.
I think the traffic issue is compounded. I think it's more jobs in Boston. I think, in the last 5 years, we've added 120,000 jobs. It is more people living in Boston, 50,000 people, more people living in Massachusetts. Boston is such an attractive city. People want to be here. I think Uber is adding to it in the sense of last year there was 41 million Uber trips around the city of Boston.
41 million?
41
oh
million.
My God.
In the city of Boston.
Were they all going to the seaport?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. You have that. You have, not to dump on the MBTA, but you have an MBTA that doesn't have a lot of faith by people right now. There is investments being made, short and long term, and it's kind of a perfect storm. We have a system that's 100 years old that probably needs almost a whole overhaul. Quite honestly, over the last bunch of administrations, hasn't been addressed right in the state. I talked to the governor this morning about it. He's putting $8 billion into the infrastructure, and he's also doing some other things. So all of that's kind of a perfect storm. And if you just look at Boston, so right now in Boston, we have 700,000 people living here. We have 120,000 new jobs of all the jobs that happen. September, after Labor Day comes around, we get another influx of 300,000 kids. So we will be a city of almost 1 million people living in the city of Boston. We will have another 1 million people coming in every day to go to work and tour, and we're 47 square miles. So when you think about that, that's a lot of people for an area, and we're a popular destination point. So it's kind of like, and a lot of millions and millions of tourists, both internationally and local and domestically, come here every year. So it really is. It's one of those things that I think that over the course of the next few years, when the infrastructure improvements of the T starts happening, we're doing more dedicated bus lanes in the city of Boston. That's important. And not everyone likes bikes and not everyone likes cars, but we need more dedicated bike lanes. More and more people are taking bikes to work. More and more people are walking. In the past, we weren't necessarily a walking city. If you went to New York, you'd walk all over the place.
Yeah.
Here, you take a car, if going from Fenway Park to wherever. In New York, you're walking.
Right.
So I think we're going to start to see that shift.
Are you still hot on the gondola idea?
No, I think that idea is kind of gone. The gondola is gone.
The gondola, no gondola to the seaport.
No, I think we're looking at looking at some bike bus lanes down there and things like that. And we have a bridge that was shut down in 97. We had to shut it down to pedestrians in 2014, and we're in the process now of designing Northern Ave Bridge. So we're going to be rebuilding that at some point in the next couple of years. That's another sticking point. We have many bridges in Boston and in Massachusetts that need to be redone.
Would you be a fan of the governor is a proponent of these like so-called one percenter lanes where you would pay more to drive in a lane by yourself essentially?
I think that we're gonna have to have a real serious conversation around tolls. I mean that ultimately it's tolls, and but I think that what I want to make sure, if we did something like that, or if something like that was to come to Massachusetts or Boston, the money is all directed right back to transportation. Yeah. So people feel that you're paying for, you don't want to pay for driving, but if you are paying for driving, you see a result of that. It has to be dedicated towards transportation.
I want to ask, everybody will say that I suck up to you if I don't ask you a tough question.
Okay,
you know,
sure.
You know that. I want to ask you about the conspiracy conviction of your two former aides.
Yeah.
You feel like those guys will be vindicated on appeal?
What we'll see as the time moves on. You know, it was a tough week a couple weeks ago. It's still tough. I mean, Tim has two kids, two babies, and Kenny is his life was his job. Amazing events coming to Boston. In his shop, what he did in his shop, we'll see as time moves on. As time moves on here, but it was, I feel, I was very disappointed in what happened 2 weeks ago.
Do you feel like the intent was to do the right thing on the part of those guys in the administration?
We've had hundreds and hundreds of events in City Hall Plaza, and we've had hundreds and hundreds of events in the city. We haven't heard any complaints at all.
How's your relationship with the governor?
I just talked to him on the phone about 10 minutes ago.
So it's good?
I think so.
And what about, have you endorsed Joe Biden? I
haven't done the presidential race yet.
Okay. I mean, are you getting pressure from Elizabeth Warren? I mean, I'm sure
I've met a lot of the candidates. A lot of them, if they come to Boston, they swung by the office and talked to them. So there's still plenty of time there. I wish the field would narrow down a bit on the Democratic side. 20 candidates is too many candidates.
20? I think there's 70.
There might be 70. Yeah, there's 20 that make the stage. There's another 20 that don't.
Bill Belichick is actually doing a cutdown in a couple of days. It's going to go from 20 to 7.
Yeah. If he does, we'll let him do it.
Wouldn't that be great if he just, sorry, Marianne Williamson, we don't have any room for sorcerers this year. So it is what it is.
You going to get to some Pats games this
year? Yeah, I'm excited about it.
You're still a season ticket holder, right?
Ticket holder, yeah. I got my ticket the other day. I got my flag, the number 6.
Yeah,
flag.
You gonna go to Banner Night?
I'm gonna go. Absolutely.
Yeah, got it. Right?
I have to go to that, and I'm pumped about that. I'm pretty excited, and the team looks good. I mean, Belichick just knows how to put it together. The depth is amazing. Brady looks amazing. Edelman's back. Josh Gordon. I hope I pray for that guy. I mean, what a talent he is. And
you're somebody who struggled with that.
Yeah, alcohol's tough. And this guy here. I mean, watched him play last year and. He was just amazing, and when I got the alert that he got cut, I felt terrible.
Yeah.
Let me just say one last thing. People listening on the radio today for the telethon, please donate. You might not know what the Jimmy Fund does, but if you ever have a family member that has cancer, you will know quickly, and every bit of dollar raised helps with studying the disease of cancer and the genes, and there's so many different versions of it today. So I'd love anyone that can help to hit this goal and shadow Lash's goal. Greg really needs it.
I really appreciate your support. I thank you for your support of the old show, even though you made a promise to us that you didn't honor to be on every month.
I'll make that same promise, yeah.
Dan, what's the guy's name? Dan, whatever, stole my Wednesdays with Walsh idea.
Oh, Dan Wright.
Yeah, he did.
That idea, and you participated in that. I'm still upset
about
that.
We'll work something out.
All right, we'll have you on the new show.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Mayor, thank you for being here. Want to thank everybody as we head out who made this possible. There's way too many people at the radio station to mention right now, but it's been something that everybody has worked on for the entire year. And so as we go, I just want to remind you that you can give when you call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. We continue all day from Fenway Park with patients and doctors and nurses and special guests. It's the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Thank you for giving this morning. It has all been presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.